Jeremy Bradley here, backstage still at Dawson City Music Festival. Again, all of our coverage, pictures, we got tons of interviews, dawson.jbonair.com. And, you know, I'm sitting here now with Wesley Hardestay, and that set, I'm still hearing it. It really does resonate. Now, when I introduced you earlier, yeah. I'd said some pretty interesting career opportunities that you've had. Let's talk about them. The Olympics. Tell me what you did there and what that was like.
Sure. Well, I was at the Olympics for 2 weeks, and for the first couple of days I spent with Daniel Lapp's Fiddle Orchestra, All-Star Fiddle Orchestra, and months before we had been practicing for a performance in BC Place in front of 2,500 people, and that was the first big, you know, kind of experience of the Olympics. And then yeah, it was just incredible. And the next couple of weeks I spent with the NWT Collective. We toured all around Vancouver, just kind of, you know, getting to know the place and, you know, gigging. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was just a really good experience. And I was chosen from Daniel as you know, one of representatives of BC as a fiddler.
Okay, then you're hanging out with some royals here. Now let's name drop, because you got the opportunity. That's a pretty big deal, though. Okay, so Prince William and Kate, tell us that story too.
Sure, yeah. Well, I guess at the time I was teaching a fiddle camp run by the Fiddle Association, Cole Crook Fiddle Association, and they had this opportunity to take a couple of students to go perform for the Duke and Duchess Will and Kate. I was given the opportunity to lead these kids to perform, or the students and, you know, good friends of mine, to perform a couple of fiddle tunes, you know, just little pieces that we enjoyed and thought, you know, the audience would enjoy. So that happened, and as they were walking out, I got the privilege of performing for them privately as they were walking out, going back to the vehicle. And, you know, I didn't get the you know, the formal chance to actually meet them, but I got away from, you know, Kate. I'll take that as a, you know, pride getaway.
Well, you said, so privilege is one word, but I mean, what's in your, do you even remember what you're thinking in that moment? Because that's got to be, I mean, like, what?
Yeah, well, I was pretty excited, and just the fact that, you know, I was given this opportunity, you know, really, you know, really meant a lot to me, and of course, you know, my career as a musician. But I was really just, you know, trying to stay calm and, you know, not get starstruck, you know, by the Duke and Duchess, you know.
They're kind of important people.
Yeah.
Now, you've also been doing music since you were a kid, really.
13. Yeah, 13. That's right.
And you're how old now?
I'm 21.
Yeah. And so where do you see things going now, 5-10 years down the road? you've already done the Olympics and you've done the royal family. Where do you go from the Dawson City Music Festival is where you go next,
oh,
of
yeah,
course.
Totally. 5 years down the road. That's a really good question. I don't know. I've been pursuing the idea of school. You know, I've been introduced to the whole structure of music school within my high school. I went through a program called GISPA, Gulf Island School of Performing Arts, and it was kind of structured as if you were in a university for, you know, music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were doing things like composition and just collaborating with other musicians, meeting amazing people, clinicians. And that has kind of given me the nudge, you know, to go explore maybe university for music. I don't know, but maybe that, still continuing to do what I do. Hopefully have a new album down the road. We'll see, though.
Part of the exciting thing, though, is not having it mapped out and just seeing where the road takes you.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah, totally. And just, you know, having a couple of, you know, set goals at least, or, you know, to have some idea of, you know, where I could potentially be going.
I was going to say, I haven't known you for very long, but I imagine that William and Kate and the Olympics might not have been on your radar 10 years ago. Probably not.
Yeah, no. No.
So where can people stay in touch then? You got website, social media,
yeah,
things like that?
You can get in touch with me through my website, wesleyhardesty.com, www.wesleyhardesty.com. Through Facebook, just look up Wesley Hardesty, and through YouTube, and if you're having trouble with all of that, just go to Google and search up my name, Wesley Hardesty, WESLEYHARDESTY.
Wesley Hardesty. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to get back to the music now on the show.